lift up your praises.
Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels
fly before. What a mighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, you're mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. God, you are mighty. There is none like you, Lord. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, you are just an awesome, all-powerful, all-magnificent God. And your word, Father God, is so precious, oh God, in our hearing, oh God. We just love you on today and we love you and we seek your presence on today as a deer panteth after the waters, oh Lord. So our souls are longing after you, oh God. And Lord, we give you the glory, oh God. We magnify your name. We worship you, oh God, just because of who you are. We thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made. And we, Lord, we are praising you. We are worshiping you. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for health in our bodies, that we are prospering and being in good health, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for total prosperity in you, oh God, in Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. With you, there is no lack, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you that you're with us, oh God, that you never leave us. You'll never forsake us, oh God, but you're always with us, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your magnificent plan that you have for our lives, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us a hope and a future. So, God, we put our hope in you, oh God, knowing, Lord, that we're just in the in-between place, oh God, that this is not the end, oh God, nor is it the beginning, oh God. But, Lord, this is, Father God, where you have us for this season, oh God. And even now, Lord, we rejoice, even in this season that you have us in our lives, oh God, knowing that no weapon formed against us can prosper, knowing that we are the head and not the tail, the top and not the bottom, knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that suffering does not last always, oh God. But after we have suffered for a little while, oh God, that you will perfect and establish us, oh God. And Lord, we just thank you, hallelujah, that you pull us out of every pit, oh God, that you put our feet on solid ground, oh God, that we don't have to worry, oh God, about tomorrow. We don't have to worry, oh God, about provision, about what we'll eat and what we'll wear and where we'll live, oh God. But as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us, Lord. So we thank you for your gracious provision, oh God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you delight in the prosperity of your children, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us because we love you. And we are the called according to your purpose, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that in the middle of all things that you are working together for our good, oh God, that you have your hand on our lives, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you have a great plan for us to prosper us and not to harm us, Lord, to bring us to an expected end, oh God, thoughts of peace and none of evil, oh God. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we love you on today. We thank you for power, the power that you have given us through your precious Holy Spirit, oh God. We just thank you today. We rejoice in you. We worship your name. We magnify your name. You alone are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the opportunity to come and share and worship, to come and share in your word, oh God. Come, oh Lord, before you, oh God. Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning, oh God. Thank you for our right mind, oh God. Thank you. Hallelujah. For Father God's salvation. Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We praise you on today. We worship you today. Oh, God, we just are so grateful to you on today. God, thank you for healing our God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for those who are listening around the world, oh God, for those who have come, Father God, to, Father God, be a part of this service on today as we come to fellowship with you and worship, and we come to fellowship with you in your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for those who are gathering near and far, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for even the orphans on today, oh God, the little children, oh God, Father God, who don't have parents, oh God. We thank you for Grace Orphanage on today, God, in India, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask that you will send, Father God, benefactors, and that you will continue to provide for every need. Oh, God, bless the little children. Oh, God, heal them. Oh, God, deliver them. Set them free, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless every person, oh, God, who's under the sound of my voice right now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the middle of the day, oh, God, we have blessed you and come to you in the morning. We could bless you and come to you before we go to bed, Lord, but in the middle of the day, on this Wednesday, God, we take time out for you, and we say, have your way. Even as the preached word comes, oh, God, we say, have your way, and let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Bless this service. Save souls. Change lives, oh, God. Set the captives free, God. There's none like you, Lord, and we just worship you on today, God. So we praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca. We welcome you to New Creation Christian Ministries online service on this Wednesday afternoon, this noontime service. Well, for 1 hour, we set aside some time. We even have lunch while we sup with the Lord. Amen. And we just thank God for a worship experience where we could come and feel his presence even through the phone lines and even through the internet all over the world. So we just thank God for all of you, and we welcome you to the New Creation Christian Ministries online campus. We're ready for the words of right after this praise song. We ask that you open up your heart and worship God as we worship him in total praise. And right after this song, the next voice that you'll hear will be that of Pastor Anthony Simmons, and there is a word from the Lord. So open up your heart and receive this worship song and worship with us, and then receive the word from God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, Prophet, can you hear me clearly?
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes.
Amen. That praise song was coming through very choppy. I just want to make sure you can hear me, but I'm ready to go. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God has placed something in my spirit. I just thank God for those of you who are listening, who will listen through the archives. God has a word for us today to encourage our spirits. As you tune in today prayerfully, there is something that ignites your soul and your spirit that allows you to stay in the vineyard and on the Lord's side. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. We have so many energy drinks in our day, Red Bull and so many, and I pray that God allows my wife and myself, through the word of God, to just encourage someone on today. I want to look at the life of Jacob, Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. So much in the life of Jacob, I'll paraphrase as we go along, but Jacob was tired of the way he was. Jacob wanted change. Jacob knew he needed something different. And many of us are at that place in life where we just don't want to continue the way it's been going. So we want to look at the life of Jacob today and allow God to minister to us. Amen. Genesis chapter 32, verse 24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, let me go. Hallelujah. For the day breaketh, and he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and has prevailed. Father, you speak today. Give us a word, Lord. We thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for your word that brings life. It is the living word that brings rhema and revelation to our lives and to our spirits. Now, Lord, move me out of your way. Move man out of your way. Thank you for this lunch hour. Thank you for this midday moment, Lord. Now you speak to us in Jesus' name. I pray this. Amen. Hold on, a change is coming. Hold on, a change is coming. The Bible says Jacob was left alone. And that's a word, even at the outset of this brief message, that's a word for somebody right there. Solitude is not a bad thing. Sometimes God has orchestrated our lives in such a way that certain friends and certain people that we ran with, certain cliques and certain relationships God have removed us from. There are even certain environments, jobs, churches, or organizations that in this season in our lives, God has allowed us to be separated, consecrated, sanctified. I'll never forget becoming a new Christian, and my pastor recommended a African-American Bible. And Pastor Prophet and those listening, I'll never forget how I tore that first Bible up from the floor up. I mean, I got so into the Word of God. I was so hungry for the Word. I wanted a change so desperately in my life. I searched the Scriptures. I read the Word of God. I went through the Bible. I was excited about the Word. And to this day, 18, 19 years later, I still love the Word of God. But it took God in that first year of being born again to say, son, I need you isolated from your former way of life. And he began to remove certain friends and certain things that I enjoyed doing, and it gave me time to get into that word. And if you find yourself like Jacob, the Bible said Jacob was left alone. So he had opportunity to wrestle once he was left alone. And solitude is not a bad thing. Sometimes you get a chance to look at your life, and you can assess where you are today. And even dare to ask the question, how did I get here? How did I get where I am today, especially if you're not pleased with where you are today? help me, Holy Ghost. God gives us time to reflect, and he gives us time to look at and evaluate and assess our situation. So before we move forward to try to minister to someone else or to try to do great exploits for God, sometimes he's telling us during that solitude and isolated moment, as Jacob had, that we need to do some introspection. The Bible says, how can we pull a speck of dust out of our neighbor's eye unless sometimes we deal with the plank or beam in our own eyes? And sometimes God wants to work on us, beloved. I have not arrived, and I'm sure you have not arrived. There are areas in all of our lives that we need prayer and help in. And those areas where the beam or the boulder is still present, those are prayer concerns. And Jacob was left alone with God. Jacob, the Bible says, Jacob was left alone. And it goes on to say, and Jacob wrestled a man until the breaking of day. And the Bible says that when he saw, he prevailed not against him. He touched the hollow of his thigh, and the thigh of Jacob was out of joint as he wrestled with him. First thing we see there, that Jacob wrestled for a long time. The Bible said he wrestled until the breaking of day. I have a question for you today. Are you still wrestling? Are you still wrestling for what you need from God? Are you still holding on and struggling with God until you get what you need from God? Beloved, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, wickedness, our rulers, and powers in high places. So we wrestle, we struggle. When we have a war, there's a battle against an invisible supernatural realm. But Paul says once you wrestle, you got the victory if you continue to put on that entire armor of God.
Mama.
And I'm going to tell somebody, if you continue to hold on, a change is coming. Jacob said, I will not let you go until you bless me. Ah, glory be to God. Mm-hmm. I'm getting excited about the word because there's some things, Pastor, Prophet, I need from God. Only is there some things I need from God, and I'm not letting him go until he bless me. Oh, glory be to God. The Bible says the race is not given to the swift. We need to hold on in this season. In the book of, there's an Old Testament book, and then there's the book of Hebrew, where something's repeated in the Bible. I think it's in Haggai. But when something's repeated, and yeah, it is in Haggai. But when something is repeated in the Bible, that means we need to pay close attention to that scripture. He says, the gold is mine and the silver is mine. Oh. If you're in a financial struggle today, trust God. The treasury of the United States of America cannot compare to the bank that our God owns. Hallelujah.
Oh.
The gold is mine, the silver is mine. But he goes on to say, I'm going to shake the heavens and I'm going to shake the earth. Once more. And if you hold on, those who remain during this shaking, during this tribulation, during this turbulence in the earth realm, if you have the ability to stand steadfast and hold on in this season, church, watch a change come to your life. And I mean a good change. The Bible says Jacob wrestled with God. He was determined, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. But the Bible says, as he wrestled, the angel of God hit the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and it was out of joint. Oh, that's a word for somebody right there. Mm-hmm. I told our church on Sunday, sometimes we forget what God did for us and how far God has brought us. And I just want to remind you today, don't get spiritual amnesia on God. He's done too much for you, and he's done too much for me for us to complain and murmur and gripe of where we are today. I'm not making light of your situation because some of you are dealing with some weighty situations. But put your mind on rewind. He said, if your mind be stayed on me, I'll keep you in perfect peace. And sometimes we forget what God has already done. Hallelujah. We forget what he's already done. That should bring a praise to you and joy to your heart already. For me, he healed my children. For me, he restored my marriage. For me, he kept me employed and kept food on the table. For me, he kept me in good health. What's your testimony? What's your story? I'm sure you can find a reason to praise your God today.
Yes.
And the Bible says, Pastor Prophet, that the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And I'm believing that from that point on, because Jacob had a staff once he blessed his children, from that point on, Jacob needed a cane because he had a limp. He had a broke hip, and back then they didn't have the modern medicine that we have, so he learned to live with that. He learned to live with that limp. But it was a reminder to Jacob, you wrestled with God and you prevailed. Hallelujah. Do you have any reminders today, church? Woman of God, man of God, do you have anything that you can look in the mirror and say, God, if it had not been for the Lord who has been on my side, where would I be? And sometimes he leave milestones in our lives. He leave those milestones that we can look down and look at the places where we broke through and broke out. The Bible says that Jacob wrestled with God into the breaking of day.
Mm-hmm.
And if you throw it to God's unchanging hand at the breaking of day, then you're going to break through. Hallelujah. Stop by now. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody need a breakthrough today. And if you continue to hold on to God until your change comes, that thing that's been holding you back, you're about to break through it. That thing that you seem to can't get over, whether it's drugs or alcohol or strongholds in your life, you're about to break through that thing today. Glory be to God. I hope you receive the word of the Lord today. The devil has been trying to stop up your blessings. The enemy has been coming against you in such a mighty way because, you know, the hand of the Lord and the favor of God is on your life. And if you hold on to the breaking of day, you're going to break through and you're going to break out. Glory be to God. Somebody's been uninfected for a long time, and they're looking for a breakthrough. God's going to put a steady flow of income in your hands. Glory be to God. He's going to put a steady paycheck in your hand once again. You're going to have benefits. You're going to have resources. You're going to have means to make your ends meet. God is going to make a way out of no way. He's taking you off of unemployment. He's going to remove that stigma that you have, that the devil's trying to mess with your mind and making you feel inferior or make you feel like a failure because you've been in that status for a long time. You're about to break through and break out. Glory be to God. Somebody's about to meet Mr. Right or Mrs. Right. You've been longing for a healthy, godly, wholesome relationship. And God is saying, it's on his way, baby. He is on his way. She is on her way. Stay faithful over a few things. I'm going to bring so much blessing into your life, it's going to blow your natural mind. Hallelujah. Receive the word of God today. Receive the word. Many of us have been praying. Many of us have been fasting. Many of us have been tithing and being faithful with our money. Many of us have been serving God and being obedient to his word. Many of us have been trusting in him and believing in him and having confidence in him. And I'm speaking to you today that God's word will not come back void, but it shall accomplish that which he sent it to do. The devil comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. He wants to steal a blessing right from under you. But if you hold on today, God is going to change that situation. But can I just slow it down and pause for the cause? Before God changed that situation, hear God today, he's going to change you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm preaching to myself. Before God changed that relationship status, before he changed that health condition, before he changed that financial situation, before he turned that ministry around to bring him glory, God is concerned about you. He wants to change you. You are on the potter's wheel. He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. The message that me and my wife have been given. This is a mandate on our life. We're going to preach it to the day we die. If any man or Christ or woman be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come into your life. Just as Pastor Anthony, I don't see nothing new. I feel the same way. I'm looking at the same circumstances. I'm dealing with the same nonsense that's been haunting my life for decades. And I'm here to declare to you that let God be true and every man a liar. You are a new creation. You are new. Don't go by your natural eye. Walk by faith and not by sight. You are a new creation. Begin to believe that and begin to walk in that. Begin to receive that by the renewing of your mind. Allow God to renew your mind, because the enemy doesn't want the people of God to operate in faith, because that's what God honors, faith, not fear, but faith, not doubt, but faith, not double-mindedness, but faith. We serve a supernatural God that blesses us, and God will not change just because we have an emotional or a dire need, but God honors people of faith. That's what the whole book of Hebrews chapter 11 is about. Look at them. Look at Rahab, the prostitute, a woman of faith who believed that if she helped the people of God, God will bless her. Moses is in there. He said, I'll give up sin for a season because I want to be blessed by God. Enoch is in there. Abraham is in there. Sarah is in there. So many. Samson. Look at the book of Hebrews. All of these people dared to trust God and dared to live by faith. And that's what God is saying to you and I today. If you trust me, if you walk by faith and not by sight, I will honor my word in your life. But let's look at Jacob just for a minute. He says, and he said unto him, looking at verse 27, still in Genesis 33, what is thy name? And he said, Jacob. Y'all know the story, Rachel and Isaac. Rachel had twin babies in her stomach, and they were worn even in the womb. They didn't get along even in the womb of her belly. Esau and Jacob even had it out before they hit the earth. And the Bible says the older will serve the younger. God prophesied to Rachel and told her what was going on to Rebecca and told her what was going on in her womb. And once these children came out, the Bible says Jacob loved Esau, but Rebecca loved Jacob. And because of that, she said, I want you to have the blessing from your father. Go and deceive your brother and your father. Put some hair on your arm while your brother's out in the field, getting an animal to bring your father some game and some soup so he can get the blessing. But before he gets back, we're going to deceive him and deceive your father so that you'll get the blessing. And they plotted and they conspired and they planned work. Jacob was blessed by Isaac. No one could reverse the blessing. That's why we today even still serve the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac, and the God of Abraham. Because it was ordained from the foundation of the world for God to bless Jacob. It says, Esau, I hate it. So we need to know today that that name Jacob meaning trickster, meaning deceiver. Oh, God, I can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, I'm getting happy as I'm talking about it. There was a time in my life, there was a season in my life, for the first 30 years of my life, I can really relate to that Bible verse that says, wolves in sheep's clothing. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God.
Mm-hmm.
I can relate to being a deceiver in a quality and an outward guy. I was of good standing, but inwardly, I was a whole nother person. I was not living what I was talking about. And if that's you today, let God convict your heart. Don't become a Christian. Don't become born again. Don't sit in church all your life and stay the same way. Let the transforming power of God change and radically change your life. And I see that for my life. That's why you can't tell me and my wife the power of God can't change you. My mother, God bless her soul, she used to always tell me, a zebra can't change his stripes. She used to say a zebra cannot change his stripes. And she believed that some people just could not change, no matter what. As a pastor, as a man of God, I see potential in everybody. I see possibility in everybody, including myself. I see opportunity in every soul that is living. And if you find yourself at a place where you know you need a change, hold on, a change is coming. Because right after that, the angel instructs Jacob, your name is no longer Jacob. Hallelujah. That's a word for somebody today. You are not the same person. The enemy's trying to remind you, because possibly you're still caught up in some stuff that you know is not pleasing God, but you're still a different person. Maybe you're in that backslidden stage, and maybe you don't want to go back to church because of the shame and the guilt and the remorse. But get back on the horse. Get back into the game of God and watch what God do for your life. You're right where God wants you. He saw that mistake coming before you saw it coming. It says before one word is on the tip of our lips, God already knows the errors that we're going to make. He knows the steps that we take. So if you find yourself feeling bad about your decisions or find yourself feeling bad about a situation, I'm here to tell you today, and I'm here to encourage you today. I'm here to challenge you today. Change it. You have the ability to change that marriage. If it's a bad marriage, you have the ability to turn it around. Hallelujah. For you parents who want to give up on your children, they going to jail and they dropping out of school, and sometimes they coming home pregnant, and sometimes they so disobedient and so disrespectful. Don't give up on your children ever. I don't know how I got on that. Not part of the message today, but that's a sidebar. Don't give up on your children, parents. We are in a day where a lot of disobedience is in our children. If you look at 2 Timothy, the disobedience of children is going to be in these last days. It says, but we know better. Go ahead and read 2 Timothy 3. It gives a whole list. People are selfish. People are seekers of pleasure instead of God. People have a form of godliness. And that is all happening in our day. But I'm talking to you. That's why you tuned in today. I'm talking to you who will tune in later, because you want the more of God. You still believe in miracles. So Jacob got his name changed to Israel, and we know the rest is history. I don't have the time to go into it, but we know the 12 tribes of Israel. If you look at Revelation, you understand, glory be to God, 12 kings sitting on the 12 thrones. A lot of people, glory, oh, I'm getting happy, believe that's the tribe of Israel. A lot of people believe that those were the first church, that the first apostles, the children of Israel, the 12 kings. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. 12 is a very significant and symbolic number, and we see that. And all that started with the 12 children that Jacob had. He was a blessed man. We know the story of Joseph. We know the story of Benjamin. We know the 10 children by Leah. Hallelujah. The 2 by Rachel. Jacob was a blessed man. And God wants to bless you, beloved. Hallelujah. He respects a person. If God blessed Jacob 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago, he's still pouring out blessings today. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Our pastor, prophet, preached the word a few weeks ago called PUSH, P-U-S-H, and we got to do that. We got to pray until something happens. Pray until something happens, and she encouraged us to just push through stuff, push past the pain, push on, and watch what God do. I'm bringing this message to a close, but I got one more scripture I just need to highlight, and I'm going to close this out. I pray that the Lord is blessing you today. It's coming from the book of Ecclesiastes, the 9th chapter, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hear the word of the Lord. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. Watch this, church. But time and chance happens to us all. Hallelujah. You chance to change, and you have time to change. Hallelujah. Hold on, a change is coming. Hold on, breakthrough is coming. Hold on, God will and is healing your body. Hold on, church. That ministry is about to blow up from the floor up. Hold on. You do see yourself being married. You do see yourself having a family. You do see yourself climbing that corporate ladder. Hold on. A change is coming. God gave you a vision, and he said, my people are perishing because they don't have a vision. But if you have a vision today, keep that snapshot in your spirit. God showed you just the way it's going to be. He gave you a preview, just like the movie. He gave you a preview. And I'm here to tell you today, God is not a man that he shall lie. He did not lie to you. If he's showing you an effective ministry in the earth realm, God will do it. If he's showing you that he's going to pull you out of some strongholds, he's going to do it. If God has shown you he's going to pull you from poverty to wealth, God will do it. Hold on. A change is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You're with me. Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hold on. A change is coming. Hallelujah. If you just hold on, don't give up. Just hold on. The preacher preached today. If you hold on, a change will come because God is faithful and he's not giving up on his word. God will do what he said he would do. Whatever you're believing God for, know that God's going to do it. You are no longer Jacob. You're no longer the supplanter. You're no longer the deceiver. You're no longer the heel holder. But you are now Israel. My God, Pastor, you were preaching that. I said, my God, I am Israel. My God, Israel means God prevails. My God, so no matter what the situation is in your life, know that you are Israel. You got to declare. I pray that you're shouting right where you are. I pray that you're shouting, that you've been shouting since this message was coming forth because you are Israel. That means that God prevails in your life. God prevails in every situation. God prevails with your children. He prevails with your marriage. God prevails with your money. God prevails in your ministry. God prevails. God is able. There's nothing that God can't do. He can do all but fail. What a powerful word. I thank God for the word today. And, Pastor, I just want to ask you this to pray for those who are listening, those who feel like giving up, those who feel like they're lost, those who aren't saved on today. We give you an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And all you have to say is, I want this Jesus. You know, without Jesus, we are nothing. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. And God so loved the world that he sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to die so that you could have life. So if you're not saved today and this word has pricked your heart, if you feel God right now, as I feel God, if you feel God as the preacher was preaching, then you will know that God is available to you. If you just receive Jesus and believe on his son and receive him as your personal Lord and Savior, you could just say, Lord, I'm sorry. I repent. I turn from the way that I've been living, and I receive Jesus on today. I believe in my heart that Jesus is real, that Jesus is your son, that you sent him to live and die for me, and that he got up and had victory over the grave, and that today, because of Jesus, I shall be saved. I receive Jesus, Lord, forgive me of my trespasses, forgive me of my sins, and I turn today from life without you to life with you. Amen. And if you agree with that prayer, just say amen right where you are. Amen. I agree, and I receive Jesus today, and you are saved. You shall be saved. It's a process. Keep coming back. Email us at powerintheword1 @yahoo.com and let us know you got saved. Amen. And I want Pastor for you to pray for those who just got saved and those who are been walking with the Lord for a while but maybe feeling a little bit weary. However the Lord leads you, to pray for those in attendance on today.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, we pray for supernatural strength for your sons and your daughters, even those who during this message, Lord, gave their life to you. Lord, we've tried to change on our own, but today we're starting with the man in the mirror. Like the song Michael Jackson said, we're starting with the man in the mirror. So, Lord, bless us and bless us indeed. Enlarge our territories. Let your hand be on our life. Keep us from evil and bless us, Father. I thank you for that one today who is looking. We're praying as to touch and agree with that person. And we say, Lord, strengthen them. Yes, they feel like quitting. Yes, they feel like giving up. Yes, Lord, they feel as though no one's supporting and no one's believing in what they're seeing. No one is encouraging them. And, Lord, they seem like there's not enough resources and there's not enough, Father God, people coming alongside to agree in the spirit and even in the natural. Father God, encourage that person in the name of Jesus. All throughout our Bible, all throughout the 66 books, all throughout the word of the living God, you showed us, just like in the book of Hebrews, Lord, we must have patience in this hour. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And, Lord, some people have been waiting for a long time. And right now, I'm praying that those who are weary, burdened, heavy laden, I pray as my wife and I pray, Lord, that they're coming to you right now. You promise us that you'll give us strength. You promise us, just like the Apostle Paul, that when we are weak, then we are strong. Because we are solely dependent on the power of God. Sometimes, Lord, we don't feel it. Sometimes, Lord, we don't have the natural strength. Sometimes, Lord, our minds and the devil does get the best of us. So, Lord, even in our weak moments, I'm asking you right now to be with this man and to be with this woman, to be with these children in our day that's trying to live holy and trying to live godly and trying to believe the word of God. So, Lord, strengthen their faith today. Strengthen their faith today.
Yes, yes.
Strengthen their faith today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody, Lord, just simply needs peace in their mind. Somebody, Lord, they're asking for you, even without uttering it from their words. They miss the joy of the Lord, which is their strength. Give somebody their joy back, Lord. They got the pink slip of the job, and they didn't think they would get laid off. Give them their joy back. Let them know that you have another better job waiting. Somebody ended a long-term relationship and they lost their joy. Give them their joy back, Lord. Some people try to transition between churches and ministries and get ready to make a big decision. So, Lord, give them the ability to know that change is a good thing if it's you. Change is a good thing. Let them walk on water like Peter. Let them step out of the boat and believe you, dare to believe you. So, Lord, I thank you for those listening. I touch and agree with my wife.
Yes.
And I say they are already victorious. They are already more than conquerors. And they are already successful in every area of life. So, Lord, I thank you that success is not what we become, but it is who we become. And I thank you that you're working on each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you, well, we pray that you have been blessed by the word on today. And we just are just so excited about what God is doing with this ministry. This is our online campus, and we welcome you. We have moved out on faith by the word of God to pour into the lives of nations, of those of you who are listening around the world. And we just thank God for each and every person that has come to be edified during this time. We want to encourage you to be in church on Sunday. Go to your church home. Don't let internet ministries replace you actually going into the house of the Lord, whether you go on Saturday or Sunday or Wednesday. Just make your way to the house of the Lord, because there is a blessing in the corporate anointing when you get together with other saints. Like you said, like I said, I had it on mute, but I wanted to shout. And I tell you, at New Creation Christian Ministry, we shout the preacher down because we're so excited about what the preacher is saying. And we just get excited and invigorated and just filled with power from the word and from going together and praising God together and worshiping God together. If you don't have a church home, we welcome welcome you to join us over at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey, and the presence of the Lord is so powerful in that house. You've got to get to the house of the Lord, my God. And if you're around the United States and you don't have a church home, contact us, and we'll help you find a pastor who can spiritually guide you into that change that God has for your life, because God has a great plan for your life. Amen. For your life. So we're not here to replace your pastor. We're just here to hold up the arms of your pastor. If you have a pastor, we send our love. Take your love. Take our love. Take our love back to your pastor and tell your pastor a good God bless you from Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons. So we just thank God for you. We love you with the love of Jesus. We invite you to sow into the ministry, amen, to partner with us in ministry as we continue to do the work of the Lord. And you can do that by going over to our website at nccmonline.org. You can click make a donation. There should be a button on the first page and also on the page with radio and sermons where you can partner with us in ministry, amen, and you can sow a seed into this good ground, amen. So we also encourage you to do that, amen. And or you can send a check or money order to New Creation Christian Ministries at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07206. As the Lord leads you, amen. Hallelujah. Give joyfully, for God loves a cheerful giver. So God bless you. We will be in service on tonight. We have our midweek Bible study. We invite you to come out. We will be studying the Word of God, 1 hour of empowerment through the Word of God on tonight, and also our Sunday service. Look, we have a guest preacher coming on Sunday. Pastor Stephen Amaker is coming all the way from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pastor Stephen Amaker will be coming, and he has a word from the Lord. We are excited. He's the pastor of the Deliverance by Faith over in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's here in the eastern area to be able to do a revival. My God, it's time for revival. So we're excited about that. And we invite you to come out for our 11 o'clock service on this upcoming Sunday. And then on Sunday afternoon, I will be bringing forth the word at New St. James Baptist Church, Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., and that's at 346 Clinton Place in Newark, New Jersey. The pastor over there is Pastor Tyrone Singletary. And I encourage you to come out not only to support me, but to hear what thus says the Lord. I believe God's going to move in a mighty way. God is going to move. We are excited. I'm excited about what God is going to do on this upcoming Sunday. Amen. Praise God. And again, visit our website at nccmonline.org. There are a whole bunch of exciting events coming up. And I want you to go over to our events page so you can find out what God is doing in this ministry. We have prayer on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for 1 hour. And also we have the Saturday Woman to Woman, Woman to Man show. Our guests, we have a guest on this weekend. Again, it's going to be powerful. So we invite you to tune in on Saturday from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And God is going to move. Look, we love you. God loves you. And we just thank God that you took this time out to be with us on this afternoon. I'm going to give it back over to Pastor Anthony for his closing remarks. But listen, know that God loves you. God loves you. Jesus has such a great plan for your life, and the devil is trying to stop that plan. But I want you to be determined. We want you to be determined that you're not going to allow the devil to stop the plan that God has for your life. Be determined to exercise the power, the dunamis that's been deposited on the inside of you, and that you're not going to let any weapon that's forged against you prosper. Amen. So go in faith. Amen. Even as Pastor Anthony comes, know that we love you and God loves you too. Amen. God bless you, honey.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hold on. That change is coming. We just thank God for you as you tuned in today or you tune in later to the archives. We thank God that during this midweek time you come and allow God to minister to you. There's a great move going on at New Creation Church, Elizabeth, New Jersey, 87 First Street. God is moving. There's a unique move of God in the earth realm. And I believe that we have tapped into the mind and heart of God over at New Creation Church. And people's lives are radically being changed, one by one, family by family. The members are zealous for the things of God. So if you want to bring your gift, your anointing, yourself to the ministry, we would love to have you, even to become part of that church family. Because we are a family, as Pastor said, we love on the people. The love of God is in that ministry. And we just thank God we have a place to go right now, you know, twice a week, where the Spirit of God and the energy of God is high. So if you're in the local area, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, trust me, it will be worth it if you come and worship and praise God with us. So we're looking forward to meeting you, not just over the internet, but face-to-face. Amen. Have a great weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's a holiday weekend. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's some barbecues that might go forward. My father was a veteran, and Memorial Day is to honor our soldiers that have gone on. Amen. So even though it's a holiday weekend, just be reminded of who you belong to. And I just want to echo what Pastor said. Find yourself in church on Sunday. If it's not new creation, find yourself in a place of worship on Sunday. It is so important. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Pastor, you want to give us the benediction as we go? Amen.
Father, we thank you. Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever think, ask, or imagine. Father, I thank you that our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our heart what you're going to do. May we go in peace and serve you daily. In Jesus' name, I pray this. Amen.
Amen. Till we meet again. God bless you.
Faithfulness,
that's new.
everything.